Kaylee, will you do me a favor? Will you find me somebody? They don't have to just be in Virginia. I don't care. Will you find me somebody that's growing, please? Their own stuff at home. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-5468. So if you start growing on the first, when is that coming in?
I struggle enough with using. I have no idea.
With using?
Yeah, when you guys ask me questions and make fun of me. Remember just the other week you said if we put a bong in front of you, could you figure it out?
Well, that you couldn't do.
Life cycle? I have no idea.
Leafly.com says it can take anywhere from 3 to 8 months to grow from seed to harvest.
It takes that long. I've never grown before.
I mean, that's a 3 to 8. That's a pretty wide birth there, but
and what is that depending on? Is that my location or the or what I'm growing?
I would think everything applies to it.
I gotta tell you, Scott's growing in beautifully, and he did tell me that his work is cool with him smoking weed.
Okay.
Oh, can I go to line 3? Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, Elliot. How are you?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
Good, man. I live in Maryland, and I'm a grower out here. I just heard you talking about it and was wondering if you want any information. It depends on what you're growing and how long it takes. If you're growing regular seeds, it can take, 16 weeks, 4 months, 3 to 4 months. But if you're growing something called autoflowers, which I prefer, it's generally about 9 to 11 weeks.
Right.
From start to finish, which is real, the plants are a little smaller, but they turn out beautifully.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it hard to grow?
It's not hard to grow. It's just there's a lot of little things you need to be on top of. Like your nutrients is really important, adding nitrogen and phosphorus, making sure that you have the correct sunlight. I grow outside. I prefer to go outside rather than inside just because it's just a whole different ball game, and I think the bud's a lot better outside.
Right.
There's a bit to it, but if you do it right, it's really rewarding.
Somebody told me that I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're growing at home.
They're new growers?
Say again? Yes, they are very new to the growing growing world. So they asked me if I knew anything about it. I don't know a goddamn thing about growing. I understand that there's a lot to do, but is it hard to do?
No, it's not hard to do, and everything's on YouTube, man.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point. And so you're 9 to 11 weeks, and then you're... Oh, do you name your plants?
I'm growing White Widow right now. I don't have, Fred or James or, anything like that, but I'm growing White Widow. I started them on May 15th, and I'm about to harvest next week. Yeah!
And is it hard to go from harvest to smoke?
All right. Well, once you can, there's a couple different methods. There's the dry method and there's a wet method. I prefer the wet method where you cut off the big fan leaves and then you hang them for about a week in about maybe 45 to 50% humidity. And then after that, you cut the buds off, you put them in the mason jars, and they have to cure for about another 3 weeks. So it sucks having to wait all that time, but it's worth it.
Man, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
For real.
A lot of work that goes in.
There is. And it costs, there's a significant investment in the equipment and the seeds themselves. I mean, I probably pay just the place that I go to because they're reliable genetics. You have to get good genetics on your seeds, otherwise you're going to wind up with crap.
Right.
Probably $10 a seed.
$10 a seed?
Yep.
Well, that ain't cheap.
And Bobby, some people will tell me I'm nuts, but in order to get good genetics from Canada or from wherever, that's what you got to pay.
I gotcha. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
I know, you're the best, man.
Hey, thank you. Hold tight once, or I don't need you to hold tight. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yes, Tyler.
Do you think all those people who were in line at the seed sharing events on the first knew how much work would go or have to go into it?
No, not at all. I would bet most people don't. I would have had no idea.
They've killed their plants by now, and they're just bailing. You know what? I'm going to buy from the professionals.
You know how sad that would be? No, because think about it.
But it's a lot of work.
Yes. Also.
And for people who don't have a green thumb.
The Where am I drying it out in 40% humidity? I don't have a humidor at the house.
You got to buy all this new equipment.
But is that what it is? Is it a cigar humidor? Like, do you go to, like, Georgetown Tobacco and get a...
Hey, this works for other stuff, right?
No, no. But, I mean, where else are you going to get something that gives you that kind of humidity? And then you got to leave it in a mason jar for three weeks while it's, like, kind of fingering you over to the glass? No way.
There's got to be a big online sales community for specialty things.
I went and I got the seeds. I threw them in a pot. Now I'm $10,000. I'm buying genetics. I've got everything going on. But if you plant it on the first, actually, can I go to line six? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Brad.
Wait, hold on 1 second, Brad. Who is that?
That's Lily in Falls Church.
Wow. Look at Diane. Look at that.
I think that was started before the first.
That's maybe not. Once it takes off, it may go.
My trick is Miracle-Gro and eggshells.
Hey, did she name them? They said that's another thing. People like naming their plants.
But don't people do that with their regular plants, too?
I don't own any plants. Okay. I own no plants of any kind. I mean, there's like shrubs in the yard, but I haven't named them. But yeah, some people, at least from what I was reading, a lot of people name their plants. I was reading about somebody who, this one dude who got a plant for Christmas, he named it Mariah. Hysterical. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Brad.
Yes, Brad. What can I do for you?
I was just going to call in and say, you know, I live in Virginia, and I started my first grow on July 1st.
How is it going?
You know, I found this really cool soil company that they do everything organic, and they try to make it so that it's as, like, hands-free as possible. So I'm doing it inside, but, you know, my plants are about 10 inches tall right now, and it's just, you know, seeds that I've had in a bag. You know, like nothing special.
Wait a minute.
No way to know what it is.
In a month, you're already 10 inches tall?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fast once it gets going.
Wow, that's enormous.
That specialty dirt.
Good for you. But the other thing that I was reading was they were talking about it, like all the home growers, that it's not exactly what you think it is, but a lot of them have gotten like into really specified types of, I don't want to call it gardening, but that there's so much involved, like you said, special soil, you know, genetics. Like, it's a lot more than just, I'm going to throw some seeds in there and get going. Like, you're really, like, picking up, again, it's not gardening, but whatever you want to call it, like, you're growing stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, I might be a little too bougie, but this soil is expensive. It's like $26 a bag you know, the soil. So, I mean, I'm sure that you could just throw it in the ground and it would do something, but I guess, you know, make it a little more specialized if you want it to be the best it can be, I guess.
And by the way, where are you getting $26 soil?
This nursery out here in Winchester, they've actually got specifically this soil is designed to grow cannabis.
Wait, so if I went to Merrifield, they would have that just sitting in there?
Maybe.
Wow, that's genius. Man, am I missing out. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when do you, when will you be able to harvest?
So I've got a couple more weeks in vegetative state, and then about eight to 10 weeks, I believe, in flower. So about 2 to 3 months.
And are you prepared to dry in the humidifier by hanging it upside down?
You know, I don't know about that. I have seen that they have some things like on Amazon and stuff where it's like a dehydrator pack kind of thing. But I'm not trying to go all out and, you know, buy a dehumidifier or anything like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Yes, Tyler.
I checked Lowe's. I didn't see that soil. But is it one of those things where it's like, you know, as someone who's done some research, that is specifically designed, but like Scott's doesn't put it on there?
Well, no, but didn't he say that that soil is made in order because it's such good grow soil?
But do the bigger brands have a product out there?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they just don't want to.
We just can't put in or grow your best pot
cannabis
using this
sticker on it. But people agree. This is from RGF. I've been growing one myself, and it is a ton of work. I just want to get to the fruits of my labor.
I believe that. Another thing that I was reading said that even though, like, and it may not, so I was reading something after I talked to my buddy, I was reading something. They were like, they totally screwed it up the first time. They had to ditch it and start over. But when it was time to, like, harvest and get after it, there was such this feeling of accomplishment.
Finally, yeah.
Look what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's true. But I don't want it to be so much work.
But think about when you do, like, a little herb garden or some patio vegetables. It's really exciting to eat them.
Never done it.
You haven't grown, like, basil or rosemary in the backyard?
No, I get it at the store. They do it for me. Yeah, no, that I've never done. But I would imagine that it is. Like, if you had, like a garden and you're pulling, like, your own stuff out of there, I bet that would be very satisfying.
I think about that with home brewers who work so hard when they're first starting out and they're so proud of their first beverage.
Oh, I bet it's great.
Meanwhile, it would probably get like less than 2 on Untappd. It's disgusting, but you've worked hard
them,
and you have to like then learn from mistakes, but it's so much effort.
Absolutely. Where am I going? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, what's up, Elliot? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Who's this?
I call in all the time. I just don't want to say my name right now. But
that's okay.
I converted a whole room in the house into an op. I have reflective sheeting on all the walls, the ceiling, the floor. I've got special LED lighting hanging from the ceiling. I got a carbon filter with filtration going.
So when they
start blooming, because I grew like I don't know about 20 years ago for like 3 years, and I was still living at home with my parents. When I was a teenager, my dad. He found like my light ballast kit in like a crawl space, and he was like, "Oh, I know that some bitch is growing some pot up in this house." And, I started growing this batch around. They're already flowering. I'll probably harvest them in about a month, and then I'll have a new batch going after that. But it's so exciting, man! It's so much fun. It's like, and I mean, we got other things going: cherry tomatoes, we got raspberry plants growing too, and. But yeah, I also have plants like my quote unquote legal plants are out on the deck, and then the room in the basement that nobody knows about, that's where I have a little more in there.
I gotcha. But you've been growing long enough that you've got the whole process down.
Yeah. No, because I grew for like about 3 or 4 years in my teenage years. And so I kind of remembered a lot of things from back then, but then I've also learned a whole lot of new stuff, like stuff that wasn't available back, you know, when I was growing. Like the new LED lighting that they have now is absolutely insane. It's so good. And my dad and I, we built a greenhouse at my parents' house this year. My sister's got some insane plants going right now.
God, that's awesome. That's awesome. I do have a question though. Like one of my kids has LED lights in their room, not for growing, but does
a little like right. strip so it like goes around the ceiling.
Yeah,
that's not for growing.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I know it's not for growing. But do my neighbors know that? Like, do my neighbors see the LED lights and think like, I knew it. I knew he'd start growing.
Hey, Elliot, it's all good, man, because, dude, I got 60 feet of color-changing LED lights in the garage that I like chilling when I'm tripping on acid, and the neighbors can see, like, basically looks like a freaking acid party. I sit out there and trip on acid and watch that shit, man. Sorry.
You're okay.
He just got excited.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. When you're growing, is it the best weed you've ever had? Or is it still, do you sit back and go, it's satisfying, but it's not great?
Oh, no, it'll be good, but it won't be anything like near what like commercial growers do. Cause like commercial or like industrial growers, they have equipment, dude, that would, you could buy a freaking house with. Like,
yeah, sure.
It's unreal.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. All right, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, man.
Hey, you got it.
I'm going.
Talk to you later. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, look, I live in Virginia, and I planted a plant on July 1st that I got the seeds from Germany. And I sent Tyler a picture on Snapchat of it. So tell him to show you that picture.
Wait, so and you planted, when did you plant? On the 1st?
On July 1st.
Hold on.
Right now it's about 14 inches tall.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Tyler just pulled it up. Oh, my God, dude. That's in a month? That's awesome.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Germany, like, yeah, they send you these like crazy, it's like $50 for two seeds. And they send you like these detailed instructions like use this kind of soil. And on day one, do this. Day seven, do that. You know, it's step by step. You know, it's very detailed.
Is it more work than you thought it was going to be?
For the first month, it is because it's a lot of like you got to trim and do a couple of other things. But you know, it's not that bad actually after the first month. And as far as like using a humidifier or whatever, their instructions actually say to use a toaster oven on warm setting for like 15 or 20 minutes or something like that. And then you just put it in a mason jar. They say for, I think it's 7 days. And after that, you're good to go.
Are you getting like wet mouth thinking about when you can finally get after it? When will you be able to like have like smoke your first joint?
Well, it's 90 days in the, you know, and then so probably we're probably looking at like 105 days.
From the beginning of July.
From July 1st.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you. Happy New Year.
And this stuff is kind of funny. The name of this stuff they sent, they call it Hitler's Stash. Right?
And stamped all over the box.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, you got it, man. Talk to you later. Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hey, Elliot, it's Kent. Man, they're saying some really good stuff here this morning about growing and all, and I really like that you're putting this on.
Thank you.
And it is all in the seed. And, you know, I've sort of been growing all my life as I stutter.
No! Wait, say that again?
But I've been growing since I was in the womb, my friend. But, you know, and don't you just hate it when they say, you know, the weed isn't the same as it was when, you know, we were young. Well, that's because we learned how to grow it. And American marijuana, man, is way, you know, it's just an art.
Right.
And, of course, if you get it from the marijuana horticultural book, which is like the Bible of growing, you can grow with a light bulb, you know. But, of course, you know, you just have to put a lot of love in it. But I'll let you go. Great.
Well, hold on one second. Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Hey, what? How old are you now? You said you've been growing your whole life.
I'm the old man of the radio, brother. 65.
Oh, 4 years from now, we're celebrating.
I was trying to get down there when you guys were in Myrtleford.
Oh,
going a little further to Charleston.
Oh, God damn it. That would have been awesome.
Folly. Oh, well, we'll catch up with you sometime, especially now that the concerts are coming back.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And they're letting you grow pot after 40 years. My goodness. Love you, brother, and thank Diane and Taylor, and definitely Kaylee.
All right, my friend. You got it. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Bye. That's my guy.